Welcome to the Soul Connection Podcast, the place where you get the tools to truly connect to yourself. I am your host, Katie Arnold. Grab your journal, find your comfortable meditation position, and let's connect.
Spectrum Business works with small businesses nationwide, so we know that running your own business means doing it all. Marketing, sales, inventory, customer service, and more. Spectrum One for Business helps you keep it all connected for just $49.99 a month. Get fast, reliable internet, advanced Wi-Fi with security shield, and a free mobile line for one low price. Stay connected and do it all with Spectrum One for Business. Only $49.99 a month. Go to spectrum.com/business to learn more. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hi, friends. Welcome back to the Soul Connection Podcast. I am your host, Katie Arnold, and it's kind of hard to believe, but this is the last Monday of September. This is the last week of our intention of self-love, and we are going to bring it in with a bang this week. Our meditation today is a meditation for self-worth, because for us to be able to call in love for ourselves, we have to also believe that we are worthy and we are deserving of love. And I mean, spoiler alert, we all are, regardless of who you are, regardless of where you're at in life, regardless of if you feel it in this moment that you are deserving of love, the spoiler is that you are. The problem is that sometimes we have to get ourselves to that point and remind ourselves that we are deserving of love and deserving of loving ourselves. And this practice today is all about getting into that. I also really want to tease the fact that I have a really special bonus episode coming out on Wednesday, so keep your eyes peeled for what's to come. I am releasing a special interview with a very good friend of mine. Her name is Meg Dahl, and she is the queen of self-love. So we are going to get all into a conversation on self-love, and I can assure you all that this is not a conversation that you're going to want to miss. Meg gives so much goodness in this conversation that her and I had that I was just tearing up at different points. I find it so interesting. I plan our intentions months in advance. I plan this podcast ahead of time. And yet when each intention comes up, it has just fit so beautifully for where I am in my life. And this conversation that I had with Meg that you guys will hear in a couple of days just was what I needed to hear. And I think it's going to be what many of you also need to hear. But anyway, stay tuned for that. It'll come out on Wednesday. For now, go ahead and let's get to our meditation. Settle in for your meditation practice. You can choose to sit in a chair or on a cushion, or maybe lay all the way down on your back. Close down the eyelids, or maybe just soften your gaze, leaving behind whatever came before this, and not worrying about whatever comes next. Instead, see if you can just be right here, right now, with yourself. Allow the breath to flow freely and effortlessly. Feel the inhale expand within your body. And notice the exhale move its way back out. Inhaling the breath to every corner of the body. And exhaling to release it back out. Allowing that inhale to nourish your being. And inviting the exhale breath to cleanse you. Continue to feel and notice each breath without that need to change it in any way. As your mind wanders off, just notice it and invite your awareness back to your gentle breath. And begin to repeat these mantras to yourself, either silently or aloud. I accept myself as I am. I have the power to create the life I want. I am worthy of love and belonging. I love all parts of me. I accept myself as I am. I have the power to create the life I want. I am worthy of love and belonging. I love all parts of me. I accept myself as I am. I have the power to create the life I want. I am worthy of love and belonging. I love all parts of me. Releasing the mantras. Maybe you bring one or both hands to your heart allowing these messages to integrate and settle in. With your hands still on your heart, feel your heart beating against your hands, feeling your aliveness, your worthiness, and repeating one final mantra to yourself. Repeat. I love you. Releasing your hands from your heart space. Begin to feel your awareness back with the physical body, back with your physical space. And as you're ready, coming out of your meditation, grab your journal and spend some time journaling on this prompt. I am worthy of love because I am worthy of love because. Take some time journaling on that. And if you have found connection from our practice today, I would be so grateful if you took a moment to leave a rating, review, and subscribe wherever you listen, helping more people find these soul connection practices to bring them back home to themselves. Thank you so much for joining me. I will see you back here for your next soul connection practice.